Good morning.
How did your investigation lead you to this individual from Texas?
Well, we had some concerned citizens that began to give us some information about what they had heard about the release of feral hogs in Crawford County. And those leads led us back to a prior owner of an elk farm in Crawford County who had was a resident of Texas, and that after he sold the elk farm, we were able to determine that he was a main suspect in the release of the hogs, so we actually had to go to Texas to interview people to develop our case.
Help put this into perspective for us. How destructive did these hogs become?
Well, Crawford County is the only place in Wisconsin where we have a self-sustaining population, because the initial release from this subject was believed to be 31 hogs, and they began to breed and propagate, and they began to immediately have an impact on the farming community because they were destructive to cornfields. They actually had some domestic swine that were killed in pens where wild boars would jump a fence and kill the breeding boar of the domestic hog population. And so they were causing a number of problems in the agricultural community.
And I think that's important to be stated. These hogs weren't just merely a nuisance. They were very disruptive to people's livelihoods and natural resources in Crawford County.
That's correct. You know, when farmers have a lot of high input costs with diesel fuel for their tractors and high fertilizer costs, and then they go out to their cornfield, and a week after corn begins to emerge, they're missing several acres of corn because the hogs have rooted it all up, so it's very expensive.
You told me that some farmers had to replant the same fields three times in the same season?
That's correct. The hogs, when they're concentrated in an area, they can destroy a lot of corn in just a few nights' time.
Now, Robert Johnson goes on trial in Prairie du Chien, and a civil case, not a criminal case. Why is that?
It's a question of what the violation was. The violation was basically the illegal importation and introduction of animals into the state of Wisconsin. And based on what the law was in 2002, that was just a civil violation.
And again, it's still a very serious matter.
Well, it is, because this has been a self-sustaining population since 2002, and despite our best efforts and the efforts of the Department of Agriculture with their live trapping, we have not been able to eliminate the population, which, you know, is a great concern, because this one person may have altered the landscape of Wisconsin forever if this population continues to expand.
And all because apparently he had a grudge against your agency?
Well, that's what some of his acquaintances allege, is that he didn't like our deer hunting regulations. It's also been suggested that he wanted hogs in the vicinity of his elk farm so that he could attract hog hunters as well.
What will this trial do to ensure that this won't happen again?
Well, I guess hopefully the defendant will be found guilty if charged, and that will hopefully send a signal to other people considering the introduction of wildlife into Wisconsin that there are consequences to the illegal release of wildlife into Wisconsin.
Steve DeWald, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.